Welcome in! Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And here's everybody's favorite on-time cousin, Cousin Shade. What's up, buddy?
Sorry, man. My volume is not working and I can't hear. Give me a second. I'll be right back.
Uh-oh. Well, while he's trying to get that going, let me inform you guys, as you already know, podcast is brought to you by MyBookie, the online sports book. Let me know if you can hear me. Maybe no one can hear me. I don't know. But MyBookie is presenting sponsor. Go over there. MyBookie.ag is the website. Put in that promo code SEC, and you will get a deposit bonus, buyback bonus, up to $500. I'm a little rattled over here because Shane forgot how to work his computer over there. There goes Shane. We can hear y'all. Okay, good. But how is everybody else doing as we try to figure this out? And shout out the legend, JR. Don't matter if we know how to work a computer or not, JR's here to support.
Legend, cousin JR has done it again.
Shout out JR. He has gifted a membership to... Dun, 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 dun. Drum roll, please. Defeated Samuel.
Welcome to the family.
All right. There he is. How's it going, brother?
Oh, man. I just did an update on this thing, and there's like above the numbers on the Mac Pro, it always like has color and stuff, and I can hit volume and everything. Completely gone. No idea where it is.
We need to get liquid on this to solve your IT issues again.
Yeah. Oh, man, I thought I was doing a good thing. I even got on early because, the updates take forever, and then it's just completely gone. But just unplugged and plugged it back, and it worked on the headphones, so that works.
Okay. Well, shout out Emily. She's back. Shane, she says, love the title. Let's eliminate freeze the title of this one, Shane. SEC Week 9 Playoff Elimination Saturday. That's what I'm calling it, Shane. I think so many of these teams could get eliminated. Mizzou, Vanderbilt, I think the loser, get the hell out of here. Ole Miss, Oklahoma, loser, get the hell out of here. LSU, get the hell out of here if you lose. Tennessee, Auburn, and Arkansas. Sorry about your luck, guys.
You already got the hell out of here.
and Texas, man, if Texas plays like they did last week, their ass is getting eliminated too. So,
yeah.
Again, not everybody, but a hell of a lot of these teams, I think, are getting eliminated if they lose this weekend. Your thoughts, buddy?
Don't it feel like it, though? Don't it feel like this is the weekend that there's one or two fan bases that are waking up Sunday morning and just hate college football? You know, it just like was that a dream? Did I dream that? Was that a nightmare? You know, it's like, I feel like, you know how you kind of rehash plays and then you start, you know what, let's dig into officiating here. You know, somebody missed a call somewhere. Look at all this holding. I feel like that's what's going to happen here this weekend, Mike. It's going to be absolutely electric, and it's going to be a wild, wild weekend. I love weekends when it's all SEC football. I love it.
It's going to be one of those, Shane, where you don't want your coach to leave, but if he loses on Saturday, get his ass out of here. Can we get Gruden? You know what?
Is it too late to get in this race?
But, you know, I'll tell you who's not getting eliminated, Shane.
Who's that?
That's mighty Alabama, thanks to Steven Up.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Oh, how you wish they could have been eliminated after last weekend. But shout out Charles Westbrook. He gifted a membership. Charles, welcome to the family. And all day Trey. It don't matter what day it is. Trey's here for you.
Hey,
all
Trey,
day Trey.
Come on, cuz.
Gifted Joshua Byers. Joshua,
welcome to the family.
And then Loyal Jr. He's just on cloud nine because Napier got his ass fired. Shout out Jr. He gifted in Vince Ubble, three different, he's separated. It's pretty neat how he did it. But Invincible,
welcome to the family.
Oh, shnikey, Shane. Ashley Schaefer, they just won't stop giving. If they won't stop giving, I won't stop shouting them out. Vandy Dandy,
welcome to the family. Vandy, come on now. Where have you been for the last 8 years?
They're back, maybe, because they're in the playoff, perhaps. And shout out hook them. Gosh, Texas better not pull a show like last week, and that was a tough watch. Ooh. Indeed, Shane. So we got a lot of ball to talk.
Yep.
Ball talk. Let's get into, I don't know which one's the best, but I'm getting a lot of people mad, Shane. There, you ain't talking enough A&M. The only undefeated team in this damn conference. So let's start with them Aggies, Shane. Going on the road to mighty LSU, Shane. Haven't won in Death Valley since they joined the SEC.
Yeah.
But this is a new era. I mean, this is 7-0 A&M, Shane. This ain't Jimbo Fisher. This ain't Kevin Sumlin. This ain't Johnny Manziel. This is perhaps the best A&M we've ever seen in this conference. Meanwhile, we got LSU backs against a wall, Shane.
Yeah.
The best roster money can buy. Too bad you didn't buy an offensive coordinator. But, hell, maybe that changes this Saturday, Shane. A&M at LSU. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I feel like pressure's on, right? Coach Kelly, you mentioned it. We were coming into the season. You remember how we were talking up at Clemson game? Oh, my gosh, so much pressure. 1-0. I mean, they wear it on their shirts and everything like that. Well, now they're 0-2 with some games they should have won, if you ask me. I shouldn't say that because those teams played fantastic. But in LSU perspective, because that's the way I look at it here, Mike, I feel like LSU fans feel like they should be undefeated at this point going into a Texas A&M.
Oh,
and
for
now,
sure.
Now they are a true eliminating team right here. If they lose to LSU or to Texas A&M, it's over. It's over. And then all the hot seats going to really crank up down there in Baton Rouge.
But, hey, Debbie Downer, though, if you win it,
yeah,
we're right back in it, baby. We're 6-2. We got a matchup with Bama. Again, I know this is putting the cart before the horse here, Shane. But if LSU could beat A&M, top three in the country right now, Alabama, I think for my money, maybe the best team in the country. It's debatable, but maybe if you could beat those teams, you could literally beat anybody. Hell, you could win. If I could guarantee you, Shane.
Yeah,
and there are no guarantees in life. But if I could guarantee you, LSU's beating A&M, and they're winning at Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Would you believe they could win the whole damn thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I could be convinced.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm saying everything's in front of them.
What about A&M, though? What about A&M? Because here's what's going to happen, Mike. You lose to this, they're going to say, see what happens when they play somebody with a pulse, you know? That's exactly what's going to happen. That's the narrative. That's the spin. Here comes 8-4. I can hear it already, Mike. I feel like there's a little pressure down there on Elko, too. I know they're sitting there undefeated, right? Their shit don't stink. They can't lose a football game. But if they do, then do you feel like that tears away from the success they've had up to this point, Mike?
Honestly, no. And I'll tell you why. Because I think in the preseason, again, we're significantly better than we thought we'd be in the preseason. So maybe that's not fair. But I think if you were being honest with yourself and you're an A&M fan and you say, all right, there's one game you're probably not going to win. Which one is it? They said, well, by God, it better not be November 28th. So give me that one.
Uh-huh.
I think it's LSU. Again, it's the demons of that building. It's Tiger Stadium at night. You know, if they go 11-1 and the loss is at LSU, I sign my ass up. And we're probably, you know, a top two or three seed in the college football playoff. So I don't think it derails you. I really don't. Now, if you go up there and get your ass kicked, then maybe it's a different story. You know,
let me ask you this. If you pull that schedule up one more time, real talk here, percentage is that Texas A&M makes a college football playoff right now. What percentage are you giving them Aggies?
55.
Okay, and if they drop this LSU game, what does that number move to?
No, it doesn't. I don't think it drops much, like 45.
Okay. Okay, you just hate LSU. No, I'm joking.
No, so I think one loss, you're fine still.
Yeah. No, I get that. Does that make you think that maybe this Mizzou game's a little tougher? Maybe the Texas game, hell, maybe South Carolina at home is a tough game, you know? I just wonder do you skew that percentage just because this is a team that I think all Aggie fans are expecting to win?
Yeah, no, I mean, they think it's 100% is what they think it is. You know what I mean? But again, a lot of Ole Miss thought it was 100% when they whooped George's ass last year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know it's a completely different scenario, but with at LSU, at Missouri, and at Texas,
yeah,
all you have to do, they don't want to hear this right now because they're undefeated. All you got to do is go 1-2.
Yeah.
And you're in the playoff. So, yeah, I mean, I'm fairly confident they get it done, but
I will say this. I feel like A&M isn't getting the respect they deserve nationwide. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It surprises me that they're still undefeated in the SEC and we're still talking more Bama, talking more Georgia. You know, it's like, oh, by the way, A&M's undefeated.
Right. Well, I do think some of that had to do with the fact, I mean, it was a good win, but
yeah.
I mean, Ole Miss, Georgia, that was like game of the week. And then Bama, Tennessee, that was the night game.
Well, they said we didn't talk about them, so I was just trying to talk about them, Mike.
I know. I mean, hell, when they waxed Notre Dame's ass, guess who we led the show with? Notre Dame, you know what I mean? So I kind of go off the how big the games are, but
right.
Yeah, they got everything in front of them. I can't wait for this matchup.
So, does LSU, I mean, is there a chance? Okay, and then I'll shut up, Mike, about Texas A&M. Uh-huh. If they beat LSU, is that three games in a row they've played a team that will have a fired coach by the end of the season? They're the Grim Reaper.
maybe. But how about this? Because this has kind of caught my attention.
Yeah.
I know it's very, very, very unlikely to happen. But honestly, Shane, I thought LSU showed more signs of life on offense last week than I had seen from them all season. And maybe that had to do with Garrett Nussmeier. Maybe that had to do with the true freshman, Harlan Berry.
Yeah.
He's the number one rated running back. You know, he's getting more established. But again, they don't give a shit. They lost.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying moral victory over here. But two road games A&M's had. They've given up 40 in each of them. That's a concern. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you saw this, but Elko.
Yeah.
They gave out each week. They give out like players of the week, you know. Who's the player of the week? And do you have any idea who the player of the week on the defense was this week in College Station?
No.
He said, not a damn one of them.
Oh,
and they were
shit.
Like, who's the defense lineman of the week? Not a damn one of them. So he's pissed down there, right?
Why is he so mad? He's mad every time he gets to the podium.
I know. So point being, hey, they have struggled on the road.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not saying they're giving up 40 to LSU because we – aside from Southeast Louisiana, LSU's not shown they can even score 40 points.
Yeah.
But if LSU, let's say LSU gets like 35, which is doable.
Yeah.
Now, again, A&M's got a better offense, so LSU could score 35 and still lose this game.
Right.
But if they get 35, I'm kind of liking LSU's chances to win one where maybe A&M has some penalties or a turnover or who knows what it is, but I think LSU is going to have to score to win this game. What's your thoughts on that?
We'll pull up at LSU one more time. Let's see here. I'm trying to see how many times they've scored 35 points.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're looking better, though.
I know, but I don't know about 35 points better. You know, they just did it with the green line, and that was it. You know, so.
Right.
I would say this, Mike. I would say get the 35. Mm-hmm. LSU's winning, but
okay.
I don't think that's going to – what is the over-under in this one? Do you know right offhand what my bookie has?
Yeah, I got it all right here. So the over-under is 47.5. So, yeah, they're not expecting either one of these teams to get to 35. And, and I'm not saying they will, but if it's a low-scoring game,
yeah,
I kind of like A&M. If it's a high-scoring game, which, again, Mike Elko said, hey, we ain't got a defensive player of the week because we played so bad last – and I don't think they played bad again. I think they were, you know, they kept getting Arkansas in tough situations, and then Taylen Green is just an amazing athlete, and he was converting in these crazy plays. So I think that was more than anything. And LSU sure as hell doesn't have Taylen Green, but these are the games. Shane, Garrett Nussmeier came back for a reason.
Yeah,
to prove it in these profile games at night. NFL scouts galore are going to be there in Tiger Stadium. I think. You know, I think he's going to have to show out if LSU gets a win.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you here. And back to LSU, I just feel like that 1-0 motto that they've been using since week one, I think it means more than anything now. You know, like, you truly have to focus one game at a time, because you cannot afford to drop one. And I'd love to say the road's easy. No, you just got two of the toughest teams back to back here. So the road is, the easy games are behind you.
Right. So, Edwin, I disagree. He says, hell, everybody's got to score to win games.
Technically, I mean, if you're being honest.
Yeah, but you don't have to, like Oklahoma, they sure as hell don't. Look, 26, they could have used 24 against Texas, but, yeah. You know, it's different. You know, teams are built different. Yeah. And just the point being is A&M's going to be able to score on you. Mm-hmm. I'm a little concerned of old LSU's leaky D all of a sudden. But, final question I got on this one.
Yeah.
More confidence in this spot. Marcel Reed, Garrett Nussmeier, and I'm not asking you, you know, who's been better this year?
Yeah.
Who would you rather have if you could trade or anything? I'm saying Saturday night, Death Valley.
Yeah.
Who do you got more confidence to get that win?
Well, you had to throw Death Valley in there, but it is being played there. I would say Marcel Reed right now. I love that he's just a total package. You know, he's not just a... And I'm not saying Nuss isn't, but we've seen Nuss. I mean, last time he ran, he hurt his ankle. So I don't know if I want to get him outside the pocket. And I feel like, you know, that's one way to quiet the crowd is, you know, get a couple of those first downs unexpected, maybe after a rush or something. So,
well, I'll tell you what, Shane, I just sit your ass up after all your negativity on them Aggies all offseason to flip the script. You know what?
I've got them DMing me, man. My DMs are not like other people's DMs. They're like, please God, do not pick this team, you know?
Right. And hey, shout out Rolls Royce. Shane gave us $20. What a legend you are, Royce.
Hell yeah.
Good afternoon, cousins. I hope everyone's having a good day.
Oh yeah, we could be in the motor. What do you got? The
engine room.
Engine room. Yeah.
hey, shout out Jason James. He's a big Aggie. I'm trying to see who he gifted. Cuss. He also gave us a little donation here, so I want to shout him out for that. But I'm trying to see who he gifted real quick. Shout out Jason Jones. He gifted. Man, there's a bunch. Appreciate it. Oh, here we go. Walkman. Remember Walkman? Walkman, welcome
to the family.
He's about as old as us if his name's Walkman.
I had one. Yeah. Yeah, you remember.
Didn't you hate when you were like walking with it and it would skip, it wouldn't play?
Oh, no, I didn't walk. I'm talking about the Walkman was the cassette, you know?
Oh, I had the CD player.
Oh, well, I mean, we did. I mean, ultimately, I got one of those. But before that, it was... Yeah, it was the tape you'd put in there. And then you'd make your own. I don't know if you've ever done that with the boombox. You like before CDs, you were ripping this song to this song. It was, yeah, sometimes they were not pretty. But
we need to bring back the professor. Texas Traveler, appreciate you. Hey, A&M, only one win away from 8-4.
Yeah.
And Tice Strabin, he just became a member. Shay Tice, welcome
to the family. Well, somebody brought up a point. Texas A&M was 6-1 this time last year. So
I think 7-1.
Was it? Was it 7-1? Maybe.
And then they completely collapsed. So, I mean, it's still on the table.
Yeah. They know. They know.
Hey, shout out Glenn Warsaw, buddy. He gifted. Hey,
thank you, cuz.
Fish. The letter N, AKD. I don't know what that's. Fishing naked. Welcome to the family. What a name. But how about for Cousin Glenn? We talk about, I can't wait for this matchup, Shane. Ole Miss at Oklahoma. Another, in my mind, playoff eliminator up here. Again, will they technically be eliminated, either one? No. But will Ole Miss run the table? They could. But South Carolina, Citadel, of course, Florida at Mississippi State. I don't know. I think Whiffen will whiff again if he loses these two marquee games. And same deal. It's even more true, I think, for Oklahoma.
Yeah.
You got to defend the home turf because you got at Tennessee, at Bama, Missouri, and LSU coming up. But, buddy, I'll tell you, and I think you were right here with me.
Uh-huh.
When the line came out and it said Oklahoma's favorite. I said, what the hell? Come on. Ole Miss is elite, which I still think they kind of are. But going back and watching that game, they were – maybe it was just Georgia game. I don't know. But, their defense was just completely gassed.
Yep.
And I'm sitting here saying, why the hell, they're coming off a bye week not that long ago. Why are you so tired? And then here you got Oklahoma looking like $1 million. I don't know, man. I think I like this whole Oklahoma defense perhaps to, you know, really get after old Trinidad. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, if they know the calls ahead of time. I expect a fiery defense. And one of the things that, you know, you look at Trinidad when he started to struggle there at the end, it was a lot of times under pressure. So, yeah I think this is an interesting match. And you mentioned Eliminator. I don't necessarily think so for an Ole Miss, but definitely for an Oklahoma, right? I just feel like this is a game, like you said, at home, you've got to secure, or there's going to be some of that doubt coming into the stands and into that locker room, you know, because right now, I mean, if you think about where we were 3 weeks ago, this was God's gift to football. You know, this was Oklahoma all the way back in, and you drop two relatively back to back here. I feel like then all of a sudden we're singing a different tune. So yeah, this is a big one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just think, and now that we're getting a little bit, you know, I think we could look back, and I know it'll haunt the Sooners all, maybe their whole lives, Shane, but that Texas game, I think that's the outlier.
Yeah.
And I bet against them last week. I look like a damn fool. I'm kind of, you know, do you think it's fair to say, and again, this is not bashing Ole Miss.
Yeah.
We can't compliment one without the other's dog shit, apparently. But if we had to say there's one unit in this game that is better than any other, I think it's kind of easy. I think it's Oklahoma defense.
Yeah.
Is the best unit in this game. Now, Ole Miss offense, really good. Hell, they were going up and down the damn field on Georgia.
Yeah.
So they may very well do it to Oklahoma here. I don't think that's likely, but they may prove me wrong. I don't know. What is the path, you think, for Ole Miss? Because I think they're going to have to run the football really well, and I don't know if you can do it against this damn defense.
Well, I think it... God, Mike, I don't think Ole Miss is not going to score points here, right? I think the question needs to be Ole Miss defense stepping up, because what we saw on the field last week is that's the reason they lost. It wasn't because of the Ole Miss offense, even though we blame Trinidad there in the fourth quarter, but it couldn't. I mean, you had the lead, and I feel like that's the side, because you're not going against. I got to be careful here, Mike, but I don't have to be careful. They know. I feel like Georgia has better weapons on the outside, inside than Oklahoma does. And I feel like this is an opportunity to play better defense and, you know, kind of take it out of Trinidad's arms, if you will. He doesn't need to win every single game with, well, I shouldn't say arms and legs, you know.
But and then another key to the game, yeah. I think – I know Oklahoma had a lot of success running the football against Carolina, and that opened up the whole thing. And we're like, oh, okay, maybe we do have an offense.
Yeah.
Now, again, Carolina, not very good. Ole Miss, they're very good. But we're the weakest rush defense. So, again, if we can have that type of success, I'm just seeing a path here to Oklahoma. And I'm not counting out Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Because I like it. I mean, it's like when you discount Ole Miss, that's when they really get you. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I mean, I just feel like it's a complete toss up on this one.
Look at the footballs, Mike. I mean, that's why you're feeling that way. Everything Ole Miss is good. Oklahoma's good at defending. You know, so
right.
You just naturally you're thinking this is going to be a good ball game. And for me, when I get into that situation, a lot of times I just go back to who's at home. You know, and ultimately, I feel like that's a factor is the home field crowd. And we saw, you know, some dumb mistakes from Ole Miss last week because of that crowd. You're going to need that again this week in Norman.
Yeah, I think 100%. And then,
yeah. And I'm not tipping my hat, but damn, Morristown Honda is circling this place, right?
And then, you know, again, I don't, this, it will have no factor on this game whatsoever.
Yeah.
But, it, but huge but here, or if really, but if Ole Miss loses,
yeah,
I think the Lane Kiffin to Florida heats up even more. Because it, you know, again, because he's, I, again, I don't really think he's going to Florida. I'll just put that out there. Now, things can change. I don't think he's going. But if he's in the playoff, I think for sure he's not going.
Yeah.
If he can't get there this year after a 6-0 start and top 10 in the country, I think he might be eyeing at Gainesville, Shane. I'm just throwing it out there. You know what?
It's like me and, you know, this is like you buy a 4-pack of cinnamon buns, you know, there at the old Cinnabon, and you're like, I'm just eating one, you know. Then all of a sudden you're like, well, the diet's off, you know, and you start clearing out. Yeah, I always wonder, like, if that's kind of the same situation Lane Kiffin would be in. Like, as soon as he starts losing, he's like, you know what, I'm out anyway, so whatever.
He quits yoga. He starts smoking, you know.
Starts gaining weight again. We miss Fat Lane, don't we?
All right. Hey, how about this one, Shane? Another epic showdown here in the Southeastern Conference that I'm calling an eliminator, Shane. Missouri at Vanderbilt, Shane. Vanderbilt just held the court at home against LSU when a lot of people like Shane didn't think they could. Now College game day's out here. And I'll be honest with you, Shane. I was feeling pretty confident. I know it's early in the week, but I was feeling pretty confident about them Commodores. And then I heard old Eli at the podium today, Shane, and he said, "Oh, game day. I don't think they even want to talk to us, buddy." So they're playing the disrespect card. They've been dying to get game day up there. They can't get it. Now comes little old Vanderbilt, which is a hell of a story. But little old Vanderbilt, they get game day, while Missouri, they're the visitor. I don't know. I think that may, you know, you can play that disrespect card. Eli loves playing these little games. That's the game this week in Columbia. Something to prove out there. This is another toss up to me.
Yeah. When we realized Vanderbilt was good last year, it was because of the Mizzou game. We didn't know it initially, right? Because Drink tried to tell you, you know, hey, this is a good football team, you know? Now we're playing the disrespect card, which, whatever, man. You know, ultimately, the disrespect will come if you beat them by multiple scores. And I'm not saying you can, because Vanderbilt's a very, very good football team. But if you could come out here and play, you know, Mizzou ball that we saw week one or week two, then I feel like everyone watching this game is going to say, yeah, maybe we should have went to Columbia earlier this season. So now on the flip side of that coin, if you're super confident you're going to beat Vanderbilt, which I don't think this team will be because of how close it was last year, I feel like that's the perfect analogy, right? That's the perfect example that you'd have posted everywhere saying, hey, we about lost to this football team and probably should have last year. We can't afford to do it on the road here and everybody watching. If we want to stamp our card and say we belong in the college football playoffs, well, then you have to win this game.
Any concern that old Bo Prabula's kind of looking less than superhuman on the road in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I'm a little worried. I'm actually very worried just because it looks like somebody changed out babies, you know? Like, this ain't the same guy we saw, you know, week one and two. I feel now, when his back's against the wall and it's fourth quarter and we got a little shootout to try to stay in it or something like that, Bo plays better, but I don't know. It's almost like he's afraid to have a turnover for some reason. So I'm not seeing that aggressive Bo that we saw early in the season.
Mm-hmm. And then Ahmad Hardy, too, is, you know, his production has certainly dipped.
Yeah.
You know, I think against Alabama, I think it's 100% fair to say, well, he just didn't get the carries. And then against Auburn, again, he wasn't on the field a ton. You know, maybe they just want to mix in Jamal Roberts. They probably just don't want to wear Party out. But I think it's, you know, Auburn is arguably elite when it comes to defense and run defense in particular, something we highlighted all last week. So I think this will be, you know, Vanderbilt's good against a run, but they're not Auburn good. What's your thoughts on Hardy and Jamal Roberts? Do you think, you know, over under 100 yards for both of them.
Again, it really depends on the production from Bo, right? Because, yeah. I mean, they're loading up. They've got 8-9 guys in the box. So, I mean, nobody's going to run against that. And they're almost forcing Bo to do what Bo's not been able to do here the last couple of weeks. So, I feel like the pressure's more on the passing game, more on the offense, being aggressive, taking some chances early. But you got to be careful. Because if you go 3-and-out against this football team, well, guess what? They're going to keep it for 6 minutes, you know? And then next thing you know, you're in the third quarter and you're down 2 scores.
Is it possible that Vanderbilt is even more confident after beating LSU? Because they're uber confident. I don't think that Diego Pavia can get any more confident, but maybe his teammates, you know, the belief is there that I'm sure it was there, but maybe even more so.
Yeah, I mean, you made mistakes and lost to Alabama. So I feel like that's where this Pavia and company feel like they should be undefeated right now. And so they're not worried about Mizzou, right? But I don't think they're overlooking them either. You want to talk about that 1-0 mentality? That's exactly what they're blessed to have what they have right now. And by gosh, they're going to run it ragged. So yeah, you better be ready. This is a buzzsaw that you're walking into.
Oh, buzzsaw. I like that.
Yeah.
I also like DJ Ray. Shane gave us $10. Howdy, howdy, cousins. Hope my math is right. But on the regular season, the SEC could have 4 1-loss teams and 2 2-loss teams. Do you think all 6 make the playoff, buddy?
Should, but won't. You know? I don't know. I have to check that math, and I'm not math-mathing it. But, yeah, if that's the case, if the season did end with – I think your 1-loss teams are in,
right?
But it depends on who the 2-loss teams are and who they played against, I guess.
In that scenario, if it is accurate, give me 5 SEC teams in the playoff.
So one of the 2 losses gets kicked?
And the other one's going to be pissed off for 9 months on this show. You know what?
It won't be South Carolina out there. It could be Bama. They could get another dose of it.
You know who's getting a dose of awesomeness, Shane?
Who's that?
Justin Potts. Justin,
welcome to the family.
As Travis Lance. Travis, welcome to the family. And Cousin Dakota, Shane gifted a membership.
Da-da-da-da. Yeah.
Appreciate you, Cousin Dakota, trying to see who he
Pretty
gifted.
Dog.
Cody Wright.
Cody, welcome to the family.
And you know how all the cousins, Shane, could be pretty awesome themselves?
Who's that?
By checking out Bubs Naturals. Come on. Have you got your peptides yet, Shane?
You didn't even tell me. I was like, who the hell ordered this, you know? Come out and tell me what you really think, you know? Like, oh, they're proud sponsors of the show.
Shane's getting peptides. He's getting toilet seat covers. He's getting boots. He doesn't know what's coming his way, but I'll tell you what's coming their way, Shane. If they go to BubsNaturals.com, there's a link there or a link in the show notes. BubsNaturals.com, promo code THATSEC to get 20% off your order, Shane. This is collagen peptides. This is good stuff for you, Shane. It's a sustainably sourced, grass-fed, pasture-raised cattle, mixes seamlessly into coffee, water, and smoothies. And it's supposed to help you with your protein, Shane. So we all know, man, getting old sucks.
Yeah,
right?
It does.
So you got to get your protein. You got to get your peptides. So go check them out. Bubs Naturals. That's B-U-B-S Naturals.com. And most importantly, don't forget that promo code THATSEC. That's how they'll know that we sent you over there, and you get 20% off your order, and you can thank us later. You know what?
Going to need it for them joints after walking all these miles because of Vanderbilt.
They should be sponsored by a baby. You know what? Well, how about this one, Shade? Can't wait. This could be a really entertaining game, too. Arkansas hosting Auburn, Shade. When these two get together, it's always a party. And now that we got Bobby P and Hugh Freeze, I mean, it literally can't get any wackier than that. This could be the last game for old Hugh. For all we know, you know, he desperately needs to get an SEC win. He doesn't have one yet. But same deal for old Arkansas, Shane. They don't have a conference win. And this is one circled to where if Bobby P is gonna get this job on a full-time basis, this has got to be the one. So,
yeah,
man, thoughts on this great matchup.
Yeah, I mean, and Bobby P, I mean, he's got a window, but that window is closing, you know. And I'd love to say that winning this game wins him the job. It doesn't, but losing does lose it. You know what I'm saying? So it is a must win for at least him. Now, Arkansas fans, I mean, this is your shot, right? You know, yeah. The chance to beat Auburn and put a nail in that coffin. You know, it's time you get to fire a coach. You know what I'm saying? They'll fire two coaches this year. Hugh Freeze, he won't make it back to the Plains after this one. So, yeah, I feel like this is a massive game for both teams because Auburn can't afford – like they've ran out of excuses. Every week there's like an excuse. It's either the officiating or it's this or it's that. It's like, what's your excuse to losing to a team that has a fired football coach, you know?
Right.
I don't think there is one, and they're going to want his head on a spike if they drop four games in a row.
Hey, shout out All Day Trey. So here's all the games, right?
Yeah.
He's asking, what are the odds this is the best game of the week, Auburn at Arkansas? Because you know, not for playoff implications, obviously, or anything like that. But, you know, if we're talking comes down to the wire and something crazy happens, big play or turnover, I think there's good odds. This could be the best game of the weekend.
Could be. Yeah. It'll definitely be fun to watch, right? I do think any Arkansas game. Say what you want. They got a lot of losses, but damn, they're such a fun football team to watch. You know, Taylor right. Greene running around out there, and even Mike Washington. You know, I don't know. Is he healthy? Is he? I don't even know.
As far as I know, he is. Yeah.
Yeah. As long as he stays, I mean, those two right there, and then Omega. I mean, like they've got weapons. They've got fun. I mean, it's just fun to watch them. Unfortunately. It's like the exact opposite on the defensive side. You're just like, you almost want to just like let them score so you can do it again, you know, maybe start going for two or something. But yeah, I that's the only kicker with me. And Auburn on the other side has played they've played really good defense. They've just come up short, you know, the last few weeks. So is this the week that Jackson Arnold takes it to that next level? Is this the one it felt like we kind of got Cam going a little bit last week. You know, this is a game he could really explode, but not just him. There's other weapons on this football team. So I'm looking more for Auburn's offense to finally take that step forward, you know?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, Shane, because that's something Steven and I discussed, that the fact that, you know, Auburn has struggled on offense, but, man, Arkansas may legitimately be the worst defense in the Power 4. So it's, you know, it's weakness on weakness. Meanwhile, you got Auburn defense and Arkansas offense. Auburn offense is maybe the best in the Power 4. So, and Auburn is one of the best defenses, I think, in the country. So strength on strength, weakness on weakness. That's another reason why I think it's going to be a pretty fun and entertaining game. You know what?
Like Edwin, he says, just let it go, Shane. Let it go. Auburn's still, I mean, they're the best. 3-4 loss team in the SEC, I'm telling you right now.
Hey, you know who's the best? Spencer?
Who's?
Spencer. He gifted a membership, Shade. And he's renewed for another month. So we appreciate you, Spencer.
Thank you, Spence.
Gifted to Zachary. Zachary, welcome
to the family. Did you ever go to Spencer's in the mall? Didn't buy one thing, but I knew everything on the shelf in there.
Hey, great question from All Day Trey. Who do you trust more, Freeze or Bobby P?
Bobby, right now, Bobby P.
Isn't that sad though? Because that looks like your interim. And
no, I don't get it. Maybe I mean it's not fair for because Bobby he ain't got shit to do with the defense. But I feel like if we're on a drive and we've got to win, we got to go 85 yards, you know, I want Bobby P out there calling it, but yeah, no, there's no, but it's just, yeah, Bobby P.
I'm just envisioning like how would Hugh Freeze screw it up?
Yeah.
That's all I can think about. You know what?
He would, you know it.
All right. How about speaking of screwing up,
is he calling defense too? You know, the first head coach to do both.
How about this one, Shada? This is an intriguing one. Texas, mighty Texas at Mississippi State, Shane. State should have won last week. I think Texas should have lost. But it doesn't matter, Shane. It doesn't matter shoulda, coulda, woulda. Texas won. and Mississippi State did not. This is, again, kind of similar to the last game. Texas got a really good defense. Yeah. Offense, yeah. Mississippi State, good offense. Defense is improved, but still, this is a very entertaining matchup, and it'll be fascinating to see where these two teams are at, given that it's on the road. If this was in Austin, I'd have more confidence in the Longhorns, but this feels like a toss-up too.
Yeah. Well, for me, Mike, it's offense, you know, and I've told you this. I'm standing by it. The Florida team, sometimes, I mean, they have little sparks of offense. I mean, we got to see it when they played against them. But Oklahoma, Kentucky, I mean, you can kind of get lulled with the offensive production in those two games, right? And then all of a sudden, you got Lebby coming out here. And they tell you, they remind you about the Tennessee game. And what worked was when Lebby was actually able to do what he wanted to do. And I feel like it's very important for Texas in particular to kind of get them off balance. But if they don't, and Lebby gets to play the football he wants, Texas, I mean, do you trust Texas in a shootout right now? I know I don't.
No, I do not. Their best offense is defense. Yeah. And special teams, you know?
Absolutely. No, I don't trust it at all. So, but, you know, is this the week that we keep saying that. How many times we got to say that? Maybe this is the week.
And there's, again, I call it a playoff eliminator. They're still very much alive for the playoff.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, they keep playing like they are. There's no shot. But they could climb up. They're still ranked and everything. So they could climb up the rankings. Vanderbilt, that would be a great win. At Georgia, that'd be an elite win. And hell, if A&M keeps winning, that might be the best win of the season. So everything is still in front of them. Mm-hmm. But they better not look past this Mississippi State team who, man, they really shot themselves in the foot against Florida. It wasn't just the interception. There was penalties. There was a missed field goal that was questionable. I think it was a miss, but it was a little questionable.
They should have won the Tennessee game.
Yeah, yeah, hell so, yeah, they should have.
I mean, what would we be saying now if Mississippi State only had one loss coming into this game, right? So, yeah.
Maybe game day'd be down there.
We'd still be talking about him as coach of the year. So, yeah, I do not sleep on these boys, because if you do, then they'll punch you in the mouth, and then they will rain down on you. You think Texas fans hate it now, buddy, lose to Mississippi State, the one team that hasn't had an SEC win in 2 years. You better damn believe we're going to come after you. So this is a lot on Sarkisian. This is a lot on that team because, like you said, they can't afford to lose anymore. Mississippi State's got nothing to lose, and that's what makes them so dangerous.
Right. And hey, shout out early contender Shane for comment of the night. From Canale Daniel.
Canny.
See what he did? He's flipped Danny Canale. First time listener, last time listener, because old Danny, he hates the SEC. And shout out Edwin, man. He gave us $60.
Damn, Sam. Thanks, Ed.
Appreciate you guys. We appreciate you.
Hell yeah. Edwin, come on.
Mr. Sip, we got your package. I don't have it on hand, but we do have it. So that's great. I appreciate the tip. Cowbells, I believe.
Damn, I wish I had a cowbell.
And PJ, if my horns get past that Italian stallion in Nashville, I think we can run it. What's your thoughts on that? So he's saying if they beat Vanderbilt, he's doing it too, Shane. He's completely overlooking State, which I think is a mistake. But let's say they beat State and they beat Vanderbilt. Are they running the table?
Man, they're going to hear plenty of cowbells this weekend. So, no, I don't know. No, because you got to go on the road to Athens, you know?
Right. So, hey, shout out UT Rage. I appreciate you. I saw this. Yeah. I forgot to mention it. Michael Taft, one of their captains, defensive back, broke his thumb, had surgery. He'll miss. Yeah. UT Rage says the next two. I don't know. I haven't seen how long he's out, but I'll take him at his word. But so that's a blow.
Yeah.
And, man, it's, again, Texas has struggled on the road, Shane. Okay, Kentucky's just so bad.
Yeah.
And you almost, like, I think Mississippi State is a lot better than Kentucky. And I think Mississippi State's got a better home field.
Yeah.
And again, you let one slip through your fingers, but I truly think this is a winnable game. And this could be the one where you turn the corner. And I think, I don't know. I just think Texas is going to be overlooking you. How bad of a look will this be if Sark, who's now he's getting asked, you know, should you still be calling the plays when coming into this year? Everybody's like, God, he's God's gift to calling football plays.
Yeah.
Now they're wondering, hey, should this guy be calling the plays? I mean, there's some bad mojo down there right now.
Isn't it funny how you just, this momentum swings? I think not too long ago when they were so excited about Hunter up there in Arkansas, now they're like, how do we get rid of this guy? You know? So it's just swing of emotions. You're gonna have good days, bad days. But on the Sark thing, I feel like he is the right guy to call. And but I do think of some of the most successful programs, and they were CEOs. They didn't run the offense. They didn't run the defense. They hired great people to do that for them. And, you know, and I feel like if you hire right, you know, you can feel confident. And so I say all that to say this. The offense is what you've been calling, and it's been god-awful, right? So I think we got to take a long look in the mirror and say, we can't fix it now. We're too far in. But I do expect right. some sort of change here in the offseason because clearly what's the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. And that's exactly what we're doing down there in Austin sometimes.
Right. Well, also the definition of insanity, Shane?
Yeah.
Making bourbon bets against Cousin Shane because he's just got so much bourbon down there as Tennessee goes on the road to Kentucky, Shane. And man, oh man, I'm just curious how many people have reached out about bourbon bets this season. Has anyone done it?
Zero. Not even one. So
you can't blame them though, can you?
No, I felt bad. Last year there was one that reached out. I never got it. Didn't ask anything. I'm still going to ask for Nick, you know, every time I see him, but he didn't give me any. No, he didn't give me any at media day. So we're just acting like it never happened again, you know. But I blame Coach Stoops for this because that was really fun. We had a, you know, obviously, we had the battle for the beer barrel. I'd love to have that beer barrel back. It's been, you know, I mean, obviously, they had good reason to remove it at the time. But I feel like that was one of my favorite trophies. And it made this game a little bit more exciting seeing that on the sideline. You know what I'm saying? They're still passing it back and forth. We just don't know it, you know? And so we switched it up to the bourbon bet. And Coach Stoops, he kept that relevant. And hell, I lost a few. And there is nothing worse than going to a package store and picking up a Tennessee whiskey. Or now I got Tennessee Legend. I could have just sent them. Where were they when I needed them, you know? And then I could send that to Kentucky fans. But now can't even do that. Nothing. Ooh. They will do basketball, but they won't do football.
Yeah. Well, I can't blame them on that one. But,
yeah.
Again, Kentucky showed signs of life last week.
Yep.
Meanwhile, I probably should look this up before I just say statistics on here. But when we were on with Roush earlier, someone said Joey Aguilar, his touchdown to interception ratio on the road is like 7-5. Again, I should have looked that up. But does it concern you at all going on the road, night game, weird things happen up in Lexington? And how about this? I didn't realize this. This kind of went off the top of my head, Shane. The last four Tennessee-Kentucky games in Lexington all decided by 6 points or less.
Yeah.
So this has been a tight ball game up there the last four times.
Yeah, I think they made the mistake by not taking the bet this year because I feel like Cutter has been playing fantastic, but you got to remember who he's played against, Texas and Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Now he's going against Tennessee, which he's going to look like God's gift to football. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have a statue of him out front because he is playing fantastic, and I'm not certain that the Tennessee Vols, and that sounds crazy, Kentucky team, you wouldn't think it, but this is an offense that has a little momentum going their way, and it's about to explode when they go against Tennessee. But I say all that to say this. Volunteers just got to, you know, take some testosterone, get out there and play that football. And I don't care if you got three receivers. Let's get as many points as we can because once you do that, you take the crowd out of it, you take you know how it is. When you're down three or four scores, you could just – pan over to the sideline, you can just see it. There is nothing, but you let them stick around, then all of a sudden they're in it till the end.
How concerned will you be though if Kentucky does score you know, I'm not like 40 points or anything, but if they're able to move the ball consistently and score on this Tennessee defense, what will that tell you about the Vols this year on that side of the ball?
Well, I have no respect for Tennessee's defense right now, so I have no doubt in my mind Kentucky's going to move the football. If they're smart, Mike, I feel like it needs to be similar to it needs to be a time of possession game. Yeah. It needs to be one that we get to the end of the game and Kentucky's had it for three quarters and Tennessee's had it for one. You know, I feel like that is truly how you win this thing. But if you let Tennessee be aggressive, if you let them put points, there's no way they could keep up point-wise. That's why we've won the last 4 years, you know? So there's been moments, but
the only problem with that though, Shane, is, you know, again, I probably should have looked this up, but just thinking back to all the Kentucky games.
Yeah.
Kentucky has dominated the time of possession, but Tennessee just comes right out and scores like it's nothing, like 70 yard plays, 80 yard plays. They just bang, 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 bang. They, for whatever reason, even when Kentucky's got a really good defense, it's like Heupel has cracked the code.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's home, doesn't matter if it's away. He knows how to put points on Kentucky. So I think, which 100%, I agree with what you're saying, because, you know, you dominate the time of possession, 9 times out of 10, you should win the football game. That is probably the best path to Kentucky stealing one here. But, man, I don't know. Kentucky's tried it before, and it hasn't worked. You know what?
No, I don't know. It's funny because when you watch some of these Tennessee kids getting drafted, you know, and they put together a nice little highlight reel, there's a lot of Kentucky in it, you know, because there is a lot of explosive plays in this game. But what happens if there's not? What happens if there's a couple turnovers and, you know, they do play a little keep away here? You know, I feel like the main thing here, Mike, is I've never been I shouldn't be less confident in a defense than what I've seen coming out of Knoxville right now. So if Kentucky's going to pull off an upset, it may be. Hell, I mean, Tennessee should have lost to Mississippi State, right? You know, you look at all these games that they should have lost to Arkansas, right? So, hey, I don't care if we can say they should have lost to Kentucky as long as it results in Tennessee winning. You know, so, yeah, it's a big game, but you know, again, I'm still going to – what's the spread on this one?
So it has jumped around a little bit, but it is currently Tennessee 9.5. I think it opened at 11.5, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But I'm a little concerned for Kentucky that they kind of shot their wad, so to speak, last week. Like, you know what I mean? Like that was the one that they could have got – same as Auburn against Georgia. Coming off the bye, and then it's like – We almost got it. And then we just like, now they're going to come out limp as hell. Does that make sense?
Golly, you and the dick jokes over here. You know?
That's late over here. Yeah, you know?
you took some of that collagen, didn't you?
I did. I'm a little bit sharper, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, I love this comment, though, from UT Rage. I've heard that you're welcome to the SEC is sweating a game in Lexington.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that. Hey, there's been several games that we've sweated one out, and I'm telling you, there's something about this Kentucky game. I don't know what it is. It has gone into Tennessee's favorite, but it's like one of those that you're not just going to blow them out of the water, you know? It's one of those that Kentucky, he always plays us well, he plays Georgia well. It seems like it always happens that way.
Right. All right, and last one here, Shane. Largest spread. That's kind of why I saved it here. But Alabama at South Carolina. Shane, nothing can go right for Carolina these days, unfortunately. But Bama favored by 13.5 points. It's down to 11.5, so for what that's worth. But Bama's red hot. But I will say this, Shane, 5 conference games in 5 weeks. I think it's taking their toll. And here's the thing. Oh, the boring? These are the games he's loses. Shane, on the road, unranked, big favorite. Hell, it's like every time he does that, he drops them. And Carolina needs this more than anything. They need Sellers to get hot. They need to be able to run the football. They need their defense to show a pulse. But any shot that Carolina probably should have beat them last year, any shot Carolina pulls off the massive upset here in Columbia.
No. No, I mean, I want to, but I thought Oklahoma was that, right? Yeah. I thought if you're picking one to happen.
Oh, I did.
Yeah. You know, I just kind of think that's the case. This Alabama team, I was talking to somebody about this the other day, and you know, I just feel like we've not really seen the ceiling of this football team. The reason I'm so excited about the Tide and what they're going to be able to do this season is because I see that if they completely get on one page, this team will be absolutely unstoppable. That's just super, super. I mean, this is one of those teams that we look back and we start comparing, like, was that the most talented team to ever play? I mean, they have got tons and tons of Sunday athletes sitting there on that sideline. So, yeah. But I say all that to say this, Mike.
I still question the defense a little bit, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a good point. I guess you got a point there. But is it enough to, you know, worry about the South Carolina offense right now?
No, and that's the tricky part, because they can't score on anybody. You know what?
Right. So I feel like that's the tale. It's you got to unlock Lenoris, which, again, it's kind of like the arch thing we've been saying since week one. But I don't think it needs to just be him. We need something. We need some big plays. We need some turnovers. We, you know, they're going to need a little lady
punt
luck
return
on their side.
Touchdowns, pick sixes.
Now, forget. Yeah, no more. I don't want to hear Beaver ball. You know, it shouldn't come down to a fake punt. You know, that's but you sprinkle that in there when you've got a 10-point lead. That's when it's fun, right? Not when you're down trying to, you know, get back into a game.
Right. We need Ty to turn into Jalen Milroe and gift us a couple TDs out here. You know what?
Yes, absolutely.
But seriously, South Carolina needs to come out here, start hot, get this crowd involved.
Yeah.
Because they were just out of it in that Oklahoma game. I think as soon as Oklahoma came out, scored a touchdown, stuffed Carolina on the goal line, I think that place went quiet quick. And after halftime, it was a damn ghost town.
Yeah. Are you worried about any health for Alabama? You made a mention. I mean, it's been a while since they've had a bye week, and they've had a lot of physical games up to this point. Do you think that's going to be a factor?
Absolutely. I do. Especially being on the road, big favorite. You know, all signs point to Alabama winning big, but, you know, I think these are the edges you need to look for.
Yeah.
That Carolina can make this an interesting game. I certainly lean right now Carolina on the points.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, what is the points on this one again?
11.5.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Yeah. Man, that'd be typical Shane Beamer, though, right? You know? Just when we got him fired and he's out of here.
And everybody hates the offense coordinator Shula, right?
Yeah.
He used to be head coach at Bama, Shane.
That's right. Yeah.
He's got an axe to grind.
Whenever I looked up stock photos, that's all that comes up is the Bama ones, you know?
All right, buddy. Hey, you got anything else before we hop off here?
I look forward to, let's see, today's Tuesday. Wednesday's just regular, right?
No, mailbag.
Yeah. Be sure. Official cousins. We got a lot of new official cousins here, Mike.
Yeah.
So Mike's going to post it on YouTube. Be sure to put your questions in. All cousins get their questions answered. And of course we'll put it on the Twitters as well, and look forward to seeing it. It's my favorite show. I'm a little under the weather. The flying Hawaiian, he's gave me one of them tropical diseases when he came to visit me here. So I'm fighting for my life over here, but I appreciate all you guys hanging out and hitting that thumbs up on your way out. That really does help us out a lot.
Yeah, it doesn't cost you a thing. Really helps the show grow. We're truly independent here. We're basically funded through you guys. So we really appreciate all the support this football season. Our great friend Steven, he'll be back tomorrow in the early afternoon to make his predictions for the upcoming weekend. Shane, he kicked our ass last week. So you're going to want to tune in to see what Steven has. He always, it's so funny, Shane, before we go live, he's like sweating all his picks, nervous, but I think he's going to be just as nervous this weekend, because he's told me he's not very confident in him, but I'm hoping for his sake that he can have another good week. You know what?
Yeah, well, not too good of a week, you know. I'd love to see Steven kind of fail one week here while I catch up, but maybe I just start copying off. You know, Steven, there were Stevens in my class, you know, and yeah, that's how I got through there. Just so maybe I start tuning in and writing down some of his.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, that's going to do it for this episode. We appreciate each and every one of you for hanging out. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Go Vols.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the Pirate, and the Pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.